All is well. Very beautiful morning here. A lot cooler. So we thank the Lord. How are you there?
Well, sir, I'm very blessed and very well. You sound like you are just on my doorsteps, and I just went out to check whether you were entering the entrance there. I would not find you.
Well, I'm thankful we have the good technology, and when the Lord blesses, we're thankful. And when we have little glitches, it's a reminder not to presume on anything. It says the Lord directs. How was your?
It is.
Give me a summary of your conference or your meetings there. I don't like the word conference. Meetings, gospel meetings.
It is gospel meetings, and now the word conference is now being outdated in our our software.
It means to be to confer. We don't confer with anybody. We look to the Lord.
I got that one very clear. I said, wow, but it's true. Sometimes we use the wrong word for the good thing, so
yes.
we don't make it sense anyway. But in fact, it was one of the great and wonderful gospel gathering we've had in the recent past. And I have to confess before you and those who are listening to us that for the first time in our church here, we had a gathering that meant for preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ for the first time.
Well, that's good. Brother Peter doing okay?
Yeah, Brother Peter is doing very fine. And he was so much blessed to host the gathering at his place, in his township. And it was quite good that, I told you last time that they extended their church building. So this time it was used for that purpose, because we did not go outside the place to borrow a place of gathering such as a primary school, as was the case before. We used the building which belonged to the church, and it was marvelous to see that at some instances the building was getting full, not because of ourselves alone, but even the people who came from surrounding areas to just come and listening the messages we were preaching there. So throughout the time we were there, we used to meet in the church auditorium, and it was good for the building.
Yes, I appreciate the pictures you sent. I still have not been able to send those around to those on our email list, but I plan to do so today, the Lord willing. But it looked like everybody was comfortable, and that the meetings were in a good place. So I'm thankful.
I also thank you for the prayers, because this week I was sharing with our leaders here that this month of August, I think if we are not mistaken, it's marking the second year since the Skype Live program started. I have lost maybe the time and the dates, because the information was in the previous laptop which was stolen. But I remember it was about July, August when we started. Maybe you can correct me if you have got the right dates. But the point I'm trying to make is that it has now been there for almost 2 years since Skype Live program started ministering to us the Word of God. And in these 2 years, we have been studying almost 8 chapters. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 13, 14, 15, and 16. And then Acts chapter 1, 2, and we are in chapter 3 in 2 years. But what the impact has been done since we started this program 2 years ago, the message which every Saturday you preach from there has been held by almost everybody in the church here in Malawi. And that has helped us a lot, because it's like we have been preaching to the people of Malawi 2 days in a week. The first message comes from Louisiana, and it's you who is always preaching on Saturdays, such as this time. Then the second messages come on Sundays in our normal church programs. But this has helped the pastors and ourselves to reach out to those who are coming to our churches to hear the message. And not only that, even ourselves as preachers, we have gone too deep, and we can understand now the genesis of the gospel of grace. And maybe that has been the reason why even the gathering this year had completely a new face than ever before. Before we had this gospel like we have today, we used to have some kind of things which our flesh would appear in here and there. Maybe the way we were singing, the way we were introducing the program, the way messages were coming, and so on and so forth. Even myself, I see myself that it was not the way things should be. For the first time, I preached from one chapter, in Acts chapter 2, verse 22, to verse 38, in a manner that I have never preached that chapter before. And it was a blessing to hear, because it is very important to preach about the book of Acts, you know, where we are coming from, and the belief which we have concerning the Pentecostalization, so on and so forth. But it was good to spend time in Acts chapter 2 emphasizing the message of the cross. And everything was done as the church should be done. No one, not even one from another branch or a church house, came with his own fleshly mind and spirit. Maybe we need to dance. Maybe we needed to do this, that. We were doing things in a one corporate spirit, in a common faith, in a unit that has never been there before. So I realized that at the end of the meeting, during the day, Sunday's last preaching, that this year's gathering was superb. It was the first of its kind. And Peter and the other brothers are saying, well, if the meetings were held this way, I said it wouldn't, because time has come for these meetings to be done in this manner. So yeah, we just want to appreciate everything for what I've been doing.
Well, I'm thankful. Just a couple of responses. I don't remember exactly how long the Lord has purposed for us to have Skype. I'm getting old enough now to where I can't even remember what day it is, so I'll have to leave that to the younger generation to remember dates. But secondly, everything that goes on in the congregation is a mirror of the leadership. How goes the leadership, so goes the congregation. I can tell you, as soon as I go in and sit down somewhere, what the leader is like by how the people behave. And so it's very important that we set the guidelines, the example. It's like Paul told the Corinthians, that God is a God of order, and therefore let everything be done decently and in order. And that's leadership, particularly of the Spirit. Where the Spirit directs, there's that leadership. But when you mention, thirdly, about the effect of the word preached upon the people, that's exactly the message of the book of Acts. When we get further in, we're going to see, as the word goes forth, as God caused his word, not man's word, but his word, to go forth, that there was great fear among the people. And that means reverence of the God of Scripture. And it's like the Lord told Isaiah in Isaiah 28:10, for precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. You know, there's some that are in a hurry just to preach through the Bible. They want to get through as many verses as they can. And to them, quantity is important. But for us, as the Lord teaches us, every word of God is inspired and profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, instruction in righteousness, the righteousness of God that Christ came, earned, established, and he imputed there at the cross. And even if it's only a word from the Lord, we may not get through one verse, but if the Lord has been pleased to bless it, I'll tell you, that is what causes the Lord's sheep. We're not after the goats, but the Lord's sheep to hunger and thirst and cry after Christ.
Yeah, I'm thankful to that response as well. Thank you very much for the acknowledgement of the work. We pray for you, and that's why we take each time you are online seriously, for we know it's time for the Lord to speak to us and encourage us and even speak to his church. This program, definitely, those who are hearing, especially our brothers, please convey this message to our brothers and sisters at Shreveport, there in Louisiana, for the work the Lord has put upon their hearts in sponsoring this Skype program. They may not know how much they have done, but they have just done too much than we could expect. We would have never been where we are today if they would have never supported this program. If yourself, Pastor Ken, would have never spared this precious time to be on air every Saturday. And this is in 2 years' time since this program started. It's when the church here in Malawi has been planted. It was introduced when you first came 2 years, in 2005 and 2007. You just came to introduce the gospel. But in the past 2 years, through these 8 chapters, and every week as you preach and teach the conduct, the faith, the belief of this gospel, it's when the church has been planted. And it will be very difficult now to see ourselves getting back unless we are not Lord. So we don't have even much words to say, but at this time we just want to say thank you and thank those our friends and brothers all over the world who stand with you in supporting, sending MP3s, messages online. A few months ago, we had Bibles. This has affected and even made brothers to get more encouragement, and the church is doing well. The sign is they just ended the gospel gathering, which we had, which has just served as a clear sign that the gospel has found its place in the people. In the people's hearts. There's a big difference now between goats and sheep. And I don't think someone of these preachers will just preach anyhow. Even one of our brothers sitting there every Sunday will say, hey, that which you are preaching is not the message of this of this church. You are preaching works. Go back to that place. So,
I believe that's the sense in which Paul wrote to Corinthians when he said that if one man speaks, let the spirit of the prophet is subject to to another. In other words, there ought to be that exhortation and that correction, that ability to take the word and look at it prayerfully together rather than dividing up, you know, and saying, well, this is my position and that's yours, but prayerfully always looking at the word and letting the word be our authority and our guide for faith and practice. And I believe where the spirit is at work, there is that teaching of one another, but there is that submission ultimately to the word and to the Christ of the word. And what you're describing to me fits the pattern of how God works. When you were talking, the Lord brought to mind 1 Thessalonians 1, where Paul reminds them in writing to them of how the word was effectually brought into their hearts by the Spirit of God, even to a point in chapter 1 and verse 4 where he says, knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God. How do you know someone is the elect of God? Well, he says that our gospel came not unto you in word only. In other words, it wasn't just the word being preached, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost. That's the Spirit taking that word and bringing it home to the heart and in much assurance. See, when the Lord causes a sinner to truly hear of Christ, it's with much assurance. It settles the heart. The matter of Christ and Him crucified is settled in the heart. And He says, as ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. When He talks about that, He said, we didn't come to do business or commerce or pick up offerings or perform all these things you see these traveling so-called evangelists doing. He said, our manner was one of humility, submission to the Lord, and one desire that they hear of Christ, not the men, but Christ. And so he says there, ye became followers of us, but the word and there is even of the Lord. So it's not that they were following these men, but they were in looking and listening to these men, they were following the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost. And then as he says, so that you were in samples to all that believe. We're not trying to impress the goats, but in samples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia, for from you sounded out the word of the Lord. When you say to me, this is just a preaching time, you're hearing my voice and a few are, but the glory is that from you, there in Malawi, through these men that the Lord is raising up like yourself, the word is being sounded forth. And you could put, I don't know how to pronounce the name of the town where you were, Mtukwa or something like that, but Blantyre, Lilongwe, Nchinji, all these places where the gospel is being sounded forth from you. But also in every place, your faith to Godward is spread abroad so that we need not to speak anything. You know, those that connect online right now listening, they comment to me afterward how blessed they are to hear what you have to say about this gospel. Because you're not just memorizing words and repeating them as the Lord is teaching you. You're preaching this gospel, and verse 9 says, for they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how ye turned to God from idols. You see, Pentecostalism is an idol. It's idolatry. So is the Baptist faith or any faith that looks to man, but to serve the true and living God, and to wait for his son from heaven. That's all we're doing. We're biding time until Christ comes again. And he is coming in our lifetime. He'll either come in clouds of glory or he's going to come and take us out of here in death. But either way, he's coming. And yet the one who comes to get his own is the one whom God raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us. I love that. He's already delivered us if he paid our debt at Calvary from the wrath to come. We have nothing to fear. That's the whole gospel salvation right there.
Wow. Brilliant. Beautiful. Great one. Well, thank you very much. Much of the was the mission the Lord had put upon our heart this year. We are looking forward to see the seed that
the Lord directs.
Okay, God bless you. Let us this afternoon here in Malawi in Africa, and let us this morning over there in the United States of America, Welcome all our friends and brothers who are online listening to this week's international service, and we welcome all as we were sharing with Pastor Ken recently. We are so joyful to the Lord this afternoon here as we sing to Him for the work of salvation and the gospel, which He has purposed to make us its stewards. We have been in places recently, in June and August, preaching in two different places. And we are back, and we are looking forward to see what the Lord will do. Maybe before we go into today's teachings, let us open our hymn books and sing hymn number 40, The Rock of Ages. And that's our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, this is the song that sings lots of work of Jesus Christ, the love which was craved for me, that we let me hide myself in thee, and let the water and the blood from thy riverside, which flowed, be of sin the double cure. Cleanse me from its guilty and power. It is not by the labor of my hands can fulfill thy law's demands. Could my zeal nor recite, no, would my tears forever flow? All for sin could not atone. Thou must save, and thou alone.